him.
So.
Then I thought he was asking about the, everybody had blacks, really, and you had somebody to wash the clothes.
Yeah, well, when it got down to it,
you'd say, oh, no, we only have two servants. But when you got down to it, you had somebody that used to clean the
nurse.
Everybody had a cook.
Except us.
And everybody had a washwoman.
A washwoman who came in the backyard and washed. With the board. I use the board right now. Josie lived over on what we call Schultz's Hill. Schultz's Hill is practically lost to the highway just over the Fifth Street Bridge. There's a driving movie there. But Josie lived on Schultz's Hill. And she'd come over in a mule and wagon and came in, and all the clothes would be in piles.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. I forgot she was there. And she stayed all day long because she hung them up and they had to dry and they had to be ironed.
Uh-huh.
And they made the starch right
there.
Yeah,
sure did.
But everybody, there were very few people that couldn't afford it, I hate to tell you. And up until really the 1950s, you could get everybody, really.
Uh-huh.
I would say almost everybody in Augusta had at least two.
Oh, yeah, you had them.
Uh-huh. And you didn't have to be wealthy, really, to
No, not when you paid them $5 a week.
Yeah.
You know, $5 a week. Yeah, it's awful. And we had Addie here. My goodness, Addie just came, and all of a sudden we started paying her. And I used to, when I was in Washington, I used to send my old clothes, my old uniforms down here. And do you know I never knew that woman's last name? I sent them to Addie.
But you know, we're saying that and how much you pay them, but you also
got
them out of jail.
Yeah.
Any doctor that they went to, which you would not have near, well, at that time, which is horrible, but a doctor didn't want to see them. But if you,
mm-hmm.
you had one, your doctor took care of it, you took care of
mm-hmm.
all the bills, you fed them.
The house, you took care of the house, and it really sounds awful when it comes right down to what you paid them money-wise, but they probably lived. Do you have a little place in back where they lived?
There was a little place over there, yes. Now, Sally's house was here, and that house was there, and in that backyard was a little shack, and that's where Maylin Paula's black one lived. That's where our nurses lived.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up.
Uh-huh.
But I remember one time there were loud voices that a child could hear, and it was my father trying to get out of his wife and his two sisters-in-law. How can you decide how much they'll take off, the servants? They always go out with a brown paper bag. And what are they taking, and how much of it, you know, is the groceries, and how much is that? And I can remember Paula Bray saying, in no uncertain terms, it is nobody's concern. We have to allow that. We sometimes get something extra, like who wants a can of poke and beans, but they did, because it was new to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was something they didn't have to cook for one plate. So my father used to buy poke and beans and just put them on the shelf and then take them. I remember that.
Yeah.
But you see, when there's so much to remember and you get older and you can't think, I need somebody like Sally sitting around.
Well, it's really funny because I remember even when we got to high school and we were on Garden Street, we had three floors.
Yeah.
We had two that lived on the third floor of the house.
Uh-huh.
You have some loot there.
No, thank you. That's funny.
Those
days
are gone forever. Oh, yes, they're gone, sir. I mean, you dressed a child. I remember, do you remember? Oh, it was just awful. You'd have to get dressed. When we were little, every afternoon, you had them now. You listen to classical music. You brought in no matter what you do.